Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told to newspapers of the day. The 19th Amendment allowing women to vote wouldn't pass for two more years, but a century ago, the debate raged on the Senate floor. Suffrage vote put over until next Saturday. Plans for a vote by the Senate today on the Federal Women's Suffrage Amendment were virtually abandoned in the midst of debate. With crowded galleries awaiting the final test, Chairman Jones made the following statement to the press. It now appears likely that no vote will be taken today and that the resolution will go over until next Saturday. The following Monday, the story was front page news. President makes address. Although President Wilson, in a personal address today to the Senate, asked for passage of the Women's Suffrage Amendment resolution as a vital war measure, the Senate again failed to reach a vote. Under the weight of the president's influence, advocates of the resolution were hopeful tonight of mustering the necessary two-thirds majority, but leading opponents were insistent that there would be no defection from their ranks. Unexpectedly, intervening in the Senate fight, the president went to the Capitol at 1 o'clock to tell the senators why he regards a favorable action on the resolution as necessary. Approval of the resolution, the president said, is to lead the world to democracy, for it will be judged by its acts. It's my duty to win the war, said the president, and to ask you to remove every obstacle that stands in the way of winning it. And not to winning the war only. It is vital to the right solution of the great problems which we must settle and settle immediately when the war is over. After the president's address, the Senate resumed debate while leaders re-canvassed senators to determine the effect of the president's intervention. Champions of the resolution said they can safely count on 62 of the 96 Senate's votes, or two less than the requisite two-thirds majority. Opposition leaders declared that despite the president's action, none of the 34 members heretofore classed as opposed has given any indication of reversing their votes. The next day. It looks as if the suffrage amendment before the Senate will be defeated by one or two votes. The Montana senators are working for it and will vote for it. But it is predicted tonight that the measure will not come to a vote. The Southern senators have held out against the proposition regardless of the president's appeal. The women of the United States would have to wait until August of 1920 before they'd win their right to vote. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.